أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. We will look at Surah Al-Quraysh, Istiftir. This is from the surahs that mention the favors upon the people of Makkah, the tribe of Quraysh. The first favor was mentioned in Surah Al-Fil, and the other favors bestowed upon them we will learn about in this surah. The name of this surah is from the mention in the first ayah. It was revealed in Makkah. Its number in Revelation is 29. And its number in the Mus'haf is 106. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Quraysh of the blessings bestowed upon them. The entire surah is regarding the tribe of Quraysh. This is a big matter that our surah was revealed for a tribe. The tribe of Quraysh was superior in 7 ways to other tribes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The first matter of superiority of Quraysh is that I am from them. Second, the prophethood was from them. Third, that they are the caretakers and maintainers of Baytullah, the Kaaba. Fourth, they are those in authority over the Zamzam and give it to drink to the pilgrims. Number five, they were given victory over the owners of the elephants. Six, for the 10 years after their victory over the owners of the elephants, they worshipped Allah when no one else did in Arabia. It is said that when the event of Al-Fil happened, they realized the greatness and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for 10 years, they only worshipped Allah alone. Seventh favor was that this surah was revealed mentioning them. Therefore, they enjoyed this superiority for these reasons. The word Quraysh in the Ilafi Quraysh, for familiarity of the Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this to familiarize the Quraysh. If we connected with the previous ayah from Surah Al-Fil, the entire event of Al-Fil, the punishment that descended on the people of the elephant, was to familiarize the Quraysh with what? With their deen, with the Tawheed, believing in oneness of Allah. The event had a great impact upon them. They witnessed a great miracle in front of their eyes. They saw an army of Allah comprising of small birds and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarded his house. This was so they would become familiar with the Tawheed of Allah and the Prophet to come, when the Prophet would come and convey the message of Allah. And because they witnessed such a great miracle of Al-Fil and recognized the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, they would understand the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and believe in him. But if this surah is joined with the following ayahs, إِلَى فِيهِمْ رِحْلَةِ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, their familiarity in their journeys of winter and summer. The people of Mecca, specifically the tribe of Quraysh, were the traders. They would travel for trading. They would travel to Yemen and Ash-Sham. Yemen was a warmer region, so in the winter they would travel to Yemen for trade. And since Ash-Sham was a colder region, they would travel there in the summer. Just as people today go to certain places in the winter and in the summer, so they would travel to those areas to trade. Traveling itself is a difficult task, but for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for them. But how? It was traveling as others traveled at that time. But because everyone knew that they were the caretakers of Kaaba. Just as the same today, people get impressed with the people of Makkah knowing they are the caretakers of Makkah, because they are from where Kaaba is. They gained respect because of the Kaaba, because of the greatness and nobleness and reverence for the house of Allah as people go there. The blessings received by the people of Makkah was due to the Kaaba. Otherwise, why would anyone go there even today? This is also a means of earning income for them when people travel there for Hajj and Umrah. The tribe of Quraysh benefited because of Baytullah, and still, even today. At that time, the people would bring their goods to Makkah to trade and sell during the Hajj, just as today. To some extent, however, and in different ways. At that time, it was mainly dependent on trading. People from different regions would come and bring their goods to sell there, because of which the tribe benefited in many ways. The event of Ashab al-Fil was wondrous and a miracle, and because of it, the entire Arab region gained in awe and respect for the people of Mecca. All would say they are the people of Allah because of how Allah helped them and destroyed their enemies. Even today, there is awe and reverence for anyone coming from Mecca. This is why, when they traveled, no one would harm them. While traveling was very dangerous in those days, the robbers would attack and rob the traveling caravans. People would face losses due to this looting. But for the Quraysh, their traveling was safe. Their trading was made safe. They could travel wherever they willed, with ease and without any fear. Allah had made Eid for them. This is what is mentioned in this ayah. Just as if someone today has an international passport, because of which a person can travel anywhere, or having an American passport is considered being fortunate, and people can travel easily because of it. So considered easy for traveling. So for them was ease, as if someone could travel anywhere without concern of getting a visa. And traveling that was difficult for others, Allah made it familiar to them. Another meaning is that Allah opened their hearts to make this task of traveling easy for them. Many times we see a certain task that is easy for some, and then for others they find the same task extremely difficult. This ease and ability to do a task is put in the hearts by Allah. It could be an easy matter for some, yet difficult for others. Even if you look at this Quran class, Allah has made it easy and familiar, hence it became easy, while for some it is extremely difficult. While the word is the same for all, but why did it become difficult for some and easy for others? Because Allah expanded their hearts and made it easy for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِإِلَافِ. It means Allah gives familiarity and makes it easy. Therefore, we should be thankful to Allah for making learning Quran easy for us. Otherwise, for some, it seems impossible. We too are upon a journey, and Allah made it easy. Alhamdulillah. Then, when we find ease from Allah, what should one do? فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. So for them, the Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they should worship the Lord of this house. And because of Baytullah, the Kaaba, they were respected. So shouldn't they worship the Lord of Kaaba and leave the worship of idols and other deities? This is gratitude, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Gratitude is not just verbally saying, thanks to Allah, thanks to Allah. But being grateful is to strive in the way of Allah and worship Him alone. A person cannot do shirk and associate partners with Allah. But aside from that, one who made matters easy should strive in his deen. This is for today. And for people of that time, they were reminded to worship one Allah, because it was the house of Allah because of which they enjoyed great respect and reverence in Arabia. But instead of worshipping Allah alone, they were bowing to idols. So they were reminded that they should turn back to Allah alone and venerate Him alone, because of the favors of Allah upon them. The trading of the East and the West was all in the hands of Quraysh of Makkah, and because of it, they enjoyed great prosperity. Nothing grew in Makkah while they enjoyed the fruits, the produce, and the grains from all around. People would bring it to Makkah, those who came from Africa and other far-off places, who would come to Makkah for Hajj, even while they were not Muslims, but still would come for Hajj, and did it according to their own ways. So wherever people came from would bring goods from their lands to sell in Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي يَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوءٍ. Worship one Allah who fed you in hunger. They did not have any fruits or crops growing in their land. Allah fed them well, even when nothing grew in Makkah itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made means of livelihood for them, and people would bring them foodstuffs from all around, and all of Arabia considered them sanctified and respected them, and their journeys were made safe. They were considered the caretakers of the Kaaba and enjoyed the benefits by trading. We learned that despite their ignorance, they had high morals in certain matters. They had the ability to recognize the truth. Their big chief was Hashim, who was the great-grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever benefit he gained from his trade, he would distribute to the poor and the rich of the Quraysh equally. And the poor among them were considered equal to the wealthy people. They would support their family members. Members of their tribe, even if they were poor, didn't seem poor because they seemed equal in status to other members of the tribe. Another favor of Allah upon them was the areas around and close to Makkah were very fertile, and the crops there would grow in abundance. Then they would be sold in Jeddah, which was near Makkah. So they would only have to go there and purchase and bring the crops back to Makkah, and didn't have to travel to Yemen or other areas far away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them ease this way as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fed them in hunger and bestowed His blessings in abundance to them. The goods from other parts of Arabia would also reach to them without having to travel far. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And Allah gave them security from fear. When there was fear in the rest of Arabia, the trade caravans would have to travel in fear of being robbed on their journeys, while the Quraysh were in safety, and this was a great blessing of Allah in itself. These two things are very important for any society, that there is no hunger but prosperity, and when there is peace and safety. These are the big blessings, and these two blessings are the reasons for prosperity and well-being of any society. Many people leave their homeland and settle in other countries due to these reasons, so they can have a better livelihood and to be safe from constant fear and be in safety. The safety of the city is like no other in the world even today. This is the place of safety. Allah has made the city of Makkah safe until the end of time. These two blessings we too are enjoying as well. We have the blessing of an opportunity to gain knowledge of the Quran, and also we are safe from hunger and have peace and security where we live, while our brothers and sisters in their home countries are deprived of peace and security. They are in constant danger. They fear every time someone leaves the house whether they will return alive or not.
While Allah has blessed us with peace and security, then what should we do?
The Quraysh were told, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. We too should worship Allah alone, and not be Abdul Dollar, but be Abdullah, and be grateful to him, and worship him alone, not associating partners with him. Another way is while we enjoy his blessings and gain benefit from them, serve his deen. We should strive in his deen. This surah gives us a big message as well. Where Quraysh were addressed, after being blessed, we have to do something, not just sit idly. What we have to do is conveyed in this surah. Secondly, to incline the hearts of Quraysh to the deen of Allah. As is said, to incline a non-Muslim towards Islam, we can give them zakah monies as well. When we see the non-Muslim's heart inclined towards Islam, and to bring them into Islam, can spend upon them. So the event of Al-Fil that occurred in front of their eyes had a great impact on them. Then Allah reminded them of the blessings bestowed upon them. Allah fed them in hunger and gave them peace and security. What lesson do we gain in reference to giving da'wah? Favors of Allah should be mentioned to those we want to invite to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have mentioned that they worship the Lord of that house, or they would otherwise face such and such punishments for what the Quraysh were upon. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them of his favors upon them. This is a sign of love and mercy to mention the favors of Allah. It shows calling to the way of Allah with compassion and mercy. Therefore, work of da'wah is not without compassion and concern. Until there is a feeling of concern for whoever is deviated, until then, cannot make them comfortable with us and be familiarized with us, nor can we introduce Allah to them. Therefore, it is important to build a relationship based on care and concern for them. Then after that, we can invite them to Islam. We learn how to conciliate and incline the hearts of people from this surah. Also, where did the word Quraysh come from? Qarsh is a sea animal that eats other animals, but no other animal can eat it. So the name of the tribe of Quraysh came from this. Just as from the name Anas, Onais, from Umar, Umair, just when parents slightly change the name of a child out of love. So Quraysh were such a powerful tribe that no one would dare to challenge them, just as a sea animal that overpowered all other sea animals. The second meaning of Quraysh is Qasab, meaning earning or trading, because they were traders, so were called Quraysh. Third meaning for Quraysh is for gathering. Their great forefather, Qusay bin Qalb, who was the grandfather from 6th generation before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gathered the people of Quraysh, who were originally scattered in different areas. When we learn about the people of Saba in Yemen, who faced the punishment of Allah, when their dams broke and all their means of livelihood ended, as that was their trade hub. So when the land of Saba faced destruction, the descendants of Ismail alayhi salam, who were scattered, Qusay gathered them together and brought them to Makkah to settle there. There they settled and their sons started trading. And then they gained monopoly, as in Yemen. They had certain advantages, so exceeded in trading. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Quraysh of his favors and demand certain things from them, just as the blessings that are upon us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for Quraysh, أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. These are the two big blessings. There are other blessings given to certain people, such as some have strong healthy bodies, some have intelligence,
These too are blessings. But especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these two blessings, that which everyone in a society living together can enjoy. So they should all become worshippers of Allah and obey Him alone. Obedience to Allah is a component of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sincere worshippers of Allah and those who are grateful for His blessings. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Please listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم